Hello and welcome to the Adjusting Lifestyle. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Utley of Utley Chiropractic. Follow us on Instagram at Utley Chiropractic, Twitter Utley Chiro, Facebook Utley Chiropractic. Visit us at www.utleychiropractic.com on the internet. Reach us any way, shape, form you can. I had an awesome patient today wanted to share with you. And, we get them every so often because we don't really advertise it or put it out there. But in our practice, for whatever reason, I don't know. But in our practice, we do deal with quite a few practice members who are pregnant, who are expecting, who is about to have a wonderful bundle of joy. And we had a special one that came in today, and she was from out of town. Her sister, who is a practice member, referred her in. And it was funny because I was talking to her sister. She said, I think you can help my sister because her sister's pregnant. And the baby is actually breached. And she feels like the baby is all the way up in her rib cage, so to speak. And is having a difficulty, just a difficult time with that. And she said, yeah, what your problem is, you need some wiggle room. And it was fantastic that the patient said that because now they're understanding the body and how getting the body adjusted is relaxing things that are in the body to actually allow this womb to be a Ritz-Carlton, if you say so, for the baby. And that's what you want. You want a Motel 6 room for the baby, or you want a Ritz-Carlton for the baby, you know? And I prefer the Ritz-Carlton. So in order to have the Ritz-Carlton, your body has to be functioning at a very high level. It has to be at its most optimum level because you're carrying another life. You're blessed to be able to carry another life, and you want to make that child as comfortable and as pleasant and an awesome pregnancy for yourself as well and those are around you. So she comes in and she starts to get adjusted. She saw my brother first. And my brother was able to perform a technique that chiropractors use to change a baby from the breech position. And it's called Webster's. But he did that, and she felt immediately the baby started to move. And she came in the next day, and she was able to see me. And we did the same thing. And now the baby's moving even more. She's saying her pelvis is more relaxed. She's more comfortable because she was definitely out of alignment. And when you're out of alignment, everything shifts. And when it shifts like that, you got to imagine it's rough enough if it's shifting and you're out of alignment when it's just you. But when you're having a baby, it's amplified. You start to feel more. That's why a lot of pregnant people experience sciatic pain, because it's the nerve that swells up in the lower back and in the hips and pelvis, and it shoots down your leg. And if it swells up and it's inflamed, it's going to cause this severe pain. It's going to pinch on these nerves, and it's going to cause all kinds of pains. And I've been through it, so I understand. But you definitely don't want to go through it when you're pregnant. So anyway, I got off track, but she came in, and after that last visit, she felt much better. And she came in this morning, and she came in and she said, my round ligament is sore. And that's a ligament that's in the pelvis on the front side of the pelvis. And I said, okay, so we look at her body. She's getting more and more in alignment, but now her ligaments and whatnot are having to adapt to her body shifting. So what we have to do is lay her on her back and kind of massage that round ligament out. And she was taking these deep breaths and letting it out. And I was at the same time applying this consistent pressure to relax the ligament. And all of a sudden, we both noticed that the ligament actually released and relaxed. And she felt so much better. And then the baby started moving even more. Not to mention, when she came in today, her stomach had dropped even more. She's 28 weeks. And she's saying the baby is now in the position that she needs to be in. And I kind of felt the baby crowning on the bottom of the towards the pelvis area. So I know the baby has turned. So that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to help with. And the conversations that we was having while we was massaging this round ligament out, she's like, why don't more people understand that going to chiropractor will help with the pregnancies? Oh, I know, because so many people want to kind of push this C-section situation and keep it going. I said, wow, well, you know, you have a point there in some regards. And, I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's like all you have to do is refer out and swallow the pride of do I need to send it to a chiropractor? What does the chiropractor do? You've got to get educated on what we do, and that's what these podcasts are for. That's what these everything that we're doing, all the avenues that we're opening up, is not for us. It's for to educate you on chiropractic and the beauty of it and how it can is so far reaching that you can't even fathom. And this is another area in that, because now you have a lady who was at one time breached and, you know, couldn't get the baby to turn, and now the baby has turned and she's in less pain and less discomfort than she was ever before during her pregnancy. Prior to her pregnancy, she had a son, and she said it was a difficult pregnancy because of the same situation. Wow. So, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to get up every morning and do what we do, spread this hope, spread this joy, spread this relief, spread this better health, all the benefits that chiropractic is to offer. And I'm glad Utley Chiropractic is a vessel of it. So if you know of any chiropractors, or you're leery about chiropractic, go visit one, go see what they're about, ask some questions. You know, we're here to answer all your questions, so definitely email us your questions at livebetter@utleychiropractic.com. So this is going to conclude our podcast today. It was a good one. Just wanted to kind of tell you the perspective or how the day went, how my day went. So y'all take care. Love one another, and we just keep it going.